Welcome to the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Monday the 30th of March. I'm Lucy Burton. Well, it's that time in the programme where we check in with the financial markets in the States and see what's been happening on Wall Street. Here's Peter Jankowskis, the Director of Research at Oakbrook Investments.
It's been a very strong day for stocks in the U.S. market. It really was triggered by some statements by a Chinese central bank governor that there may be room for the Chinese government to implement something to stimulate the economy.
Why did the U.S. markets react like that to a piece of news from China?
There are a number of U.S.-based companies that do a fair amount of business with China directly. And secondarily, if China were to ramp up again, it would greatly increase the demand for goods and materials worldwide. So it would have a stimulative effect on the worldwide economy.
And what about biotech? That's an industry that's had a pretty interesting day, hasn't it?
Well, yes, there were a number of deals announced in the pharmaceutical sector, though the biggest one was actually in the benefits management area. The actual pharmaceutical deals that were struck were somewhat small, and overall it didn't help the sector too much. Healthcare, along with consumer staples, was actually the worst performing sector on the S&P today.
Well, let's have a quick look at the numbers. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 1.5% at 17,976. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 0.5% at 68.91.
There are dozens of different podcasts now available from the BBC, including news, documentaries, science, business, arts and sport. For details of them all, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.